感谢主恩典，我们啊，今天有两位姐妹来做见证。
And thanks for the grace of God that today we will have two sisters that will bear testimony.
第一位是啊，在洛杉矶的园林教会啊，黄慧仪姐妹来做见证。
First is Sister Carolyn Huang from Garden Grove, Church in California.
第二位是啊，于建红姐妹啊，从布鲁克林教会来的。
And the second sister will be Sister Jen Hong Yu from Brooklyn.
啊，那两位姐妹啊，她们要把从主所领受的啊，不管是是信仰的体验，或者是从主来所得到的感动啊，都跟大家分享。
And the two sisters will be sharing their experiences and faith, and also the movement from the Lord with all of us.
其实我们有很多弟兄姐妹都有很美好的见证。
And actually, all of the brothers and sisters will have wonderful testimonies.
只是有人哈，胆怯不敢在众人面前述说而已。
And but some are very timid. They are afraid to speak up in front of the people.
本来有很多人要做见证的。
And actually, originally there are many people that wanted to bear testimony.
但是因为我们的时间有限。
And because our time frame is limited.
所以我们昨天有小组的分享见证。
And so yesterday, that's why we have a group testimony discussion.
那如果我们听到我们组员他们有一些美好的见证。那我们听到了，可以跟其他人述说。
And so after hearing some wonderful testimonies from your group, you can share it to other people.
所以见证会其实是我们在平常的时候就可以听到的。
And so testimony is something that we can hear very ordinarily.
但是我们现在上台见证，这是对众人的宣告。
And but testifying in the front of the pulpit is to proclaim to the people.
所以做见证人本身要非常坚定。
And so the testifier must be very affirmed.
因为我们是讲给所有人听。
Because we're speaking to the multitude.
包括在网络上的人。
And including everyone online.
现在有人在网络上直接在听的。
And there's actually people are live streaming now.
可能在不同的国家。
And maybe another country.
所以也许有人不认识我们。
And maybe not everyone knows us.
但是当我们把这个恩典神的从神所领受的讲出去之后。
And but after us proclaiming the grace of the Lord to other people,
我们就有一个责任。
We have one duty.
我们对这个信仰要非常坚定，不能够失落。
We have to be positively affirmed with this faith and cannot be shaken.
所以我们做见证基本上是一定要出于信心的。
And so testifying, you have to deal with a matter of faith.
而且是立志，我们这个恩典一直都是要存在在我们的生命里。
You have to make a determination that this grace will constantly abide with you in your life.
不可以说我现在做见证，是的恩典，那几年之后我不信了。
You cannot say that I testifying the grace of the Lord now, but after a few years later, I would not believe it anymore.
所以我们感谢神，有两位弟兄姐妹要来做见证。
So thank God that we have two sisters that will bear testimony.
我们现在先请黄慧仪姐妹。
I would like to first invite Sister Caroline Huang.
할렐루야. Greeting to all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 弟兄姐妹大家平安。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名我做见证。
Today I would like to testify about a spiritual battle broke out because of a member who wanted to believe the core teaching in Book of Hebrews.
所以今天呢，我想见证的是有关于一个属灵的征战那发生了，因为有一个信徒呢，他想要相信希伯来书里面的一个教导。
The core teaching that is recorded in Book of Hebrews chapter 10, which I think we will learn about it later or tomorrow.
那这个核心的教导呢，就是记载在希伯来书里面的第十章。我想我们今天或者是明天会学习到。
As the author of Hebrew, took 9 chapters to elaborate, finally on the 10th chapter, it came to the core teaching.
所以希伯来书的作者呢，花了九章的时间呢，在解释他要想说的话，但是他的核心记载呢，是在第十章开始。
A lot of us, when we come to study Bible, we go, it's good if I could understand the teaching and believe it.But if I cannot get it, it's okay. It's just a matter of my inability to understand.
那很多人认为呢，就是说查考圣经呢，如果我可以了解里面的知识的话，那是非常好的。 但是如果我不了解的话，那也没关系，是因为我自己本身它比较难，所以我不懂。
But what happened on that day changed my understanding of this.
啊，但是在那天发生的那件事情呢，让我改变了这个想法。
And this is how it happened.
那事情发生就是这样子。
It actually traced back to 2007.
啊，它是在2007年的时候。
That year, I was serving as a church council, and I was assigned to take care of evangelical department.
啊，所以那一年呢，我负责教会的这个职务会的工作，然后呢，我那一年呢被负责要在这个宣道组。
So I joined the visitation team.
所以那我参加了这个访问团。
And that day we were supposed to visit families in Hacienda Heights area.
那天呢，我们去要在这个 Hacienda Heights 的这个地方拜访一个家庭。
And then on the as we were driving, and preacher Chen said, "Oh, we need to change our schedule today."
那我们在开车的时候，突然乘船到说我们需要改变我们今天的行程。
Because Pastor Huang called for support.
因为呢，黄传道呢打电话需要说他需要支援。
Because there is a sister who suffered spiritual disturbance, need help.
所以因为有一个姐妹呢被就是这个邪灵来干扰，需要一些协助。
I was in a car already.
那时候我在车子里面。
Thinking this will be one of a routine visitation.
那我想说这只是一个正常的访问而已。
And I was thinking in my heart, I have never seen a spiritual disturbed person in my life.
那我自己在车子里面想说，我从来没有看到一个被邪灵干扰的人。
Had Pastor Chen told me we will be praying for a spiritual disturbed person, I would not come.
那如果陈传道跟我讲说，如果我们是要去帮助一个被邪灵干扰的人祷告的话，那我今天绝对不会去。
Somehow I heard, you know, I cannot remember where did I hear that from. If a person who are praying for the spiritual disturbed person, if that person is not strong enough, the evil spirit might jump on her. No.
那我不知道是哪里听说的。如果你是帮被邪灵干扰的人代祷的时候，如果你自己本身信心不是那么强坚强的话，那这个邪灵可能会跳到你的身上。
So I was very scared. I was praying my heart go. I hope Pastor Huang will call back, say you, I'm fine. I don't need support.
我是那时候非常的害怕。我希望黄传道可以打电话回来说不需要你们支援了，我自己可以处理。
Well, that didn't happen.
那当然没有发生。
So we went to the sister's house.
所以我们到了这个姐妹的家里。
Before the prayer.
在祷告之前。
The sister shared with us how much she suffered.
这个姐妹跟我们分享说她有多么的受苦。
I was overwhelmed.
那我非常的震撼。
I was so sad. I never seen anyone suffer so much.
所以我很悲伤，因为我不知道有一个人可以吃那么多的苦。
So I encourage myself. I pray in my heart. Okay, I'll pray for her.
所以呢，那我鼓励她，然后呢，我自己在心里想说，我要为她祷告。
So the room was very small.
所以那个房间其实非常的小。
We are praying in her living room. So she prayed at this corner. I quickly found the furthest corner and prayed.
所以呢，我们是在他的客厅里祷告，他这个姐妹是在一个角落祷告。那我有很快的速度，在离他最远的地方，然后在那边祷告。
In that prayer, it was the first time I witnessed a spiritual battle.
所以呢，在那个祷告呢，是我第一次见到这个属灵的征战。
Both pastors praying so hard, casting out demons for her.
然后呢，两个传道都非常卖力的祷告，然后为他赶鬼。
In the back, I heard this.You know, a voice like a shrieking voice, very strange voice, you know, happening in the background at the same time.
Shrieking.
At the same time, I experienced something very different.
然后在同一时间呢，我也感受到一些不一样的感动。
It was the first time the Holy Spirit within me became so brave.
那第一次呢，在我里面的圣灵呢，变得非常的勇敢。
Because I'm not a brave person.
因为我自己本身不是胆子很大的人。
But the Holy Spirit becomes so brave and very loud and very firm, and a message keep flashing inside of my mind that God is here.
啊，所以呢，这圣灵呢，非常的壮胆，然后大声的在祷告，然后我的脑海呢，就出现了一个讯息，就是说神在这边。
The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lord is here.
主在这里，主在这里，主在这里。
And in the middle of a prayer, I heard a strange voice, a very loud voice, a very low voice.
啊，所以呢，在祷告中呢，我听到一个很奇怪，然后很低沉的声音。
The voice said there are two people.
这个声音说好像是有两个人。
Yeah, 有两个人。And I was going, huh? I didn't know someone else joined our prayer.
那我都不知道说有其他的人加入我们的祷告。
So I opened my eyes, I looked back.
所以我就把眼睛张开，然后往后看。
No one joined our prayer.
没有人在参与我们的祷告。
I didn't know where that voice come from.
那我都不知道那个声音是从哪里来的。
But it was very loud, 有两个人。Said there are two men, 两个人，
所以有两个男人的声音很大
声。有一个 voice, but said there are two men, there are two men.
哦，有一个声音跟有说有两个人，有两个人。
So later on, I asked Pastor Huang. He said that probably mean there are two pastors, because there were two pastors there, you know, on that day.
所以他后来问黄传道就说，可能意思就是说，因为有两位传道在。
So at the concluding of the prayer, the sister felt better. I think demon will cast out.
所以呢，在后来祷告结束的时候，以后呢，这个姐妹呢，她就比较，稍微感觉比较好一点，好像鬼也赶出去。
And that was the first time I met a sister.
所以这是我第一次遇见这个姐妹。
And then after that, we visited her one more time, and that was it.
所以之后呢，我们又去拜访她一次，然后就是这样子。
And because we went to different churches,
那因为我们去的教会不一样。
So I actually did not keep in touch with her.
那我没有跟她继续的保持联络。
Many years has transpired.
那后来过了好几年之后。
One time at a church seminar.
那有一次在一个教会的讲习会。
I asked Pastor Chen about this sister.
那我就问陈传道有关于这位姐妹。
Oh, Pastor Chen said, oh, the sister eventually received water baptism, received Holy Spirit, everything was fine, and, you know, everything was fine. However,
那后来他就跟我说，这个姐妹后来就接受了洗礼，然后，也信了主，然后也得了圣灵，但是呢，有一件事。
From time to time, you know, some minor spiritual disturbance still come and go, come and go.
所以偶尔呢会有，还是会有一些邪灵来干扰。
And I was very sad, happy to hear that she received baptism, but very sad to learn that a minor spiritual disturbance still bother her.
所以，但是我听起来，我就是感觉到很就是有一点悲哀，因为我听到她接受了洗礼，我为他感到非常的高兴，但是我听到他还是会被这个灵干扰，所以就有点就是为他伤心那样子。
So starting from that day, I begin to pray for her.
所以自从那一天开始，我就为他祷告。
About 2 years ago.
那两年前。
In a random, by random chance, I went to her church in Bowling Park Church.
一个偶然的机会呢，我去了他的教会伯恩教会。
On that day, they, you know, Bowling Park Church have a lot of members.
伯恩教会呢，就是有很多的信徒。
But on that day, when I went to the church,
但是后来在那一天我去教会的之后
，she was sitting right in front of me.
她就是直接坐在我前面。
So I was so happy, and we chat, and she told me about her trouble.And she said she continued to suffer from time to time.
所以呢，那我们很高兴的就开始聊聊。那她也跟我讲说，她碰到的问题就是说，她现在偶尔呢还是会有一些受到这些灾难。
So she asked me, what is the solution?
所以她问我说有没有什么办法可以解决?
I said, I actually don't know any solution, but according to God's master plan, everyone is to be filled with his, the word of God.
啊，所以呢，那我说我也不知道有什么办法，但是我说根据神伟大的计划呢，每一个人呢都要被神的话来充满。
So she said, oh, I wanted to study Bible. Can you study, read Bible with me?
她说我也想要看圣经，你可不可以跟我一起来，我们来读经呢？
But she need to take care of many young children during the daytime.
但是她白天的时候需要照顾很多年轻的很小的小孩子。
So we agreed to stop reading Bible 15 minutes every day, just 15 minutes.
所以呢，后来我们就就是那时候决定每一天读经读15分钟。
At the beginning, I was a little bit concerned.
刚开始的时候，我有一点点的担心。
About her condition of the spiritual disturbances.
因为她的这个邪灵的干扰的这个问题。
But then, the daily Bible study went very smoothly.
那后来每日读经呢，也是非常顺利的来发展。
On a random Friday.
那有在一个星期五。
That morning is just like regular Bible study day.
那天早上呢，也是一个正常的，就是我们查经的时间。
Little did I know that I was about to witness and enter into a furious spiritual battle.
那后来我就不知道我准备进入一个非常就是非常震撼的一个属灵的征战。
On that day, somehow we came to Hebrew chapter 10.
那我们那一天呢，就刚好查到希伯来书第十章。
We were talking about the importance to come to the presence of God.
所以我们谈到就是说要来到神面前的重要性。
With full assurance, with a sincere heart.
那我们要用就是全备的心，然后非常诚恳的这个态度。
And she told me, no, I can't.
然后她说不行，我做不到。
I said, why not?
那我说为什么做不到?
You already received water baptism. You have Holy Spirit. Why can't you?
你已经接受了洗礼，然后又领受了圣灵，为什么你没有办法做到呢?
She said, I'm not worthy.
她说我不配。
Not worthy. So I said, no. So I quoted Hebrew chapter 10, verse 22. I actually started from typing. I sent her the verses from 20, 21, 22, by a new and living way, Jesus opened for us through the curtain and up till 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, with full assurance.
所以后来我就打字给他呢，就从二十节、二十一节、二十二节，就是耶稣他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，然后一直到二十二节，就是说要我们就当存的诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
I copy and paste both Chinese version and English version to her.
所以呢，我用剪贴的方式呢，把中文跟英文都发给她。
So I said, "Did you receive it?"
那我问她说，你有没有收到呢
？It was silent on the other end of the receiver.
那对方呢，就是沉默的，没有声音。
Because I know, in the past, when she is deep in thoughts, sometimes she's quiet.
那我知道呢，有时候她在就是深层的思考事情的时候呢，她是安静的。
So I give her a couple of more seconds, and then I ask her, "Did you receive it? Did you understand the verses?"
我又给她了几秒钟，我再一次问她说，你有没有收到我发给你的东西？你了不了解这几条经节？
This time I heard a very strange noise.
那这时候我听到了一个很奇怪的声音。
It sounded like this, like someone knocking on the phone receiver, like a woodpecker bird pecking on the receiver.
然后这时候我就听到好像有人在敲这个那个麦克风的声音，好像这个啄木鸟。啄木的那个声音。
I said, "Oh, I didn't know you have a pet bird." You know?
那我问他，我后来突然跟他讲，我不知道你有养一只啄木鸟。
Is that your bird making that noise?
这是你的鸟发出这个声音吗
？Then I heard back, "Kuk kuk kuk kuk."
然后来我听回来也是，又是听到这样哒哒这样咯咯咯咯的声音。
Then I call her name. Where are you? Are you still there? Is that your bird?
那我就继续的。 叫他的名字，我说你还在吗？这是你的鸟吗？那还是这样子的，这个咳咳咳的声音。
Then I receive a text back from her.
然后接下来就收回他传的简讯。
Caroline, pray for me.
Caroline, 请你为我祷告。
I said why?
我说为什么
？Why? And she said, please cast out Satan, demon for me. I cannot talk.
请你为我赶鬼，因为我在这个时候没有办法说话。
I was in shock.
所以我非常的震惊。
I said, "Are you serious?"
问他你是不是认真的呢
？Then pray for me, cast out Satan for me.
他说，请你为我祷告，帮我赶鬼。
So I actually did not know what to do.
所以在那时候呢，我就并不知道要怎么去做。
Because usually when we come across a problem, we will call the pastor right away.
那通常我们碰到麻烦的时候，我们都是打电话给传道。
I don't know who to call, you know.
那在那个时候
，At that moment, it was so urgent.
在那个时候非常紧迫的时间中呢，我不知道打电话给谁。
There's one thing I learned from study Moses' story.
那我从学习摩西的故事呢中有学到一些教训。
Every time when Moses faced challenges, he always do this one thing.
每次摩西碰到挑战的时候呢，他都会做这一件事。
He will pray face down and ask God to have mercy on them.
他会伏伏在地的祷告，然后请求神怜悯他。
Since I don't know what to do, I just copy Moses.
那我不知道怎么样做，那我就学习摩西。
So I pray, God, look at my smallness and limitation, and have mercy on our life.
所以我说神啊，请你观看渺小的我们，请你怜悯我们的性命。
I was praying so hard for 5 minutes.
然后我祷告了很迫切，差不多有5分钟的时间。
Then I call her back.
然后我再打电话回去给她。
She's not picking up the phone.
那她就不接电话。
So I go, oh no, because I remember she was the only adult, you know, at home.
那我记得呢，她只是在家里的唯一一个人。
She need to watch 2 or 4 little kids, aging between 2 to 4.
那她是要照顾好像是2个还是4个2到4岁的小孩。
And I thought I concerned about the safety of the children.
所以呢，那时候我也是很担心这个小孩子们的这个安危。
And I remember she told me that BP Church is having a spiritual convocation on Friday.
我也记得她是说他们在星期五晚上的时候就开始举办灵恩布道会。
So I called to BP Church.
所以那我也打电话到伯恩教会。
And then the church council said, "Oh, Caroline."Preacher Chen is on the pulpit preaching. You know, I cannot stop the service for you.
所以呢，那后来接的电话的人就是说，陈传道在上面领会，我没有办法，就是说来中断这个聚会。
So I told them this is very urgent. Someone need to go to her house to help her out.
那我说这是非常紧急，因为需要有人去这位姐妹的家里去看一下。
So quickly they were able to find a person to go to her house.
那后来他们。可以马上的找到一个人去他家里
，and drive the children and her to BP Church.
然后开车呢，把小孩子还有他带到这个伯恩教会。
According to her personal recount.
那后来他跟我们的回溯
，she said by the time she reached BP Church.
他说他后来到伯恩教会的时候
，she was very disoriented.
那他已经有点神志不清的这种状况。
She felt like she was trapped, inside within.
那他感觉到自己是被关在里面。
Although there are many brothers and sisters around her and pastor wanted to pray for her, she cannot respond to their help.
他说呢，虽然周围有很多的弟兄姐妹传道为他祷告，但是他没有办法回应他们的。
Not until Pastor Chen said, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to you."
然后直到陈传道说，奉主耶稣圣名，我跟你说话。
Then she was able to focus.
然后在那个时候呢，她才可以稍微清醒一点。
The entire church came together.
所以整个教会呢就团结在一起。
pray for her and cast out demon for her.
然后为她祷告，然后帮她赶鬼。
Then after that, everything was fine.
然后之后呢，一切都好了。
And then she called me back.
然后后来她打电话回来给我。
She said, Caroline, it is so wonderful to be able to come to the presence of God, just like what Hebrew chapter 10 said.
那她说 ，Caroline 呢，可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前，是多么好的一件事情，就像希伯来书十章里面记载。
And she said she felt a majority of the spiritual disturbance have left, departed.
所以呢，她也感觉到呢，她的大部分的邪灵都已经离开了。
She feels so light and so happy.
那她感觉非常的清醒，然后也非常的高兴。
On that day,
所以在那一天
，I witnessed something very, very amazing.
所以我让我见识到非常奇妙的事。
I witness on one side, Satan is extremely displeased for anyone to come to the presence of God.
那我看见了，在一边呢，任何人想要到神的面前，魔鬼呢都是非常的不高兴。
On the other end, God's promise is good, is firm.
所以呢，但是呢，在另一方面呢，神的应许是美好的。
On that day, I experienced what is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以呢，那我那一天也经历了在记载在哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
第四节，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
Satan really does not want anyone to see the light of God's gospel.
所以撒旦真的不希望任何人看到耶稣的这个光的福音。
But on the other side,
但是呢，另一方面
，I witnessed what is recorded in verse 6. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," may His light shine. He already made His light shine in our hearts. He made thy shine in our hearts.
那我也体验在这边记载的第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们的心里。
And a furious spiritual battle broke out.
所以一个非常激烈的属灵征战呢，就开始这样子展开。
And our heart is the object in this battle.
那我们的心呢，就是这场征战的目标。
Wow, that is very amazing.
I never know. 这是非常奇妙的。
The word of God is so powerful.
那我不知道神的话是这么大有能力。
I'm gonna end my testimony here.
那我就在这边要结束我的见证。
Because next one is 于大姐。
下一位是于大姐。
于大姐 have a lot of good testimony.
那于大姐有很多美好的见证。
So I told her if her testimony is if she have enough courage to cover the remainder section, that's wonderful. If she is not able, I'll come up again to say another testimony.
所以呢，我说如果她可以就是继续的用。就剩下的所有的时间的话，他可以这样子。然后，如果不行的话，那我还可以再上来再讲另外一个见证。
May the Lord give her courage.
愿主赐他这个胆量。
God is very pleasing for someone to come up here to share His glory to everyone.
所以神呢，对于任何在上来分享他的荣耀的人呢，感到非常的非常的高兴。
Amen.
阿们。
Thank God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak a testimony here.
感谢主，也求兄弟姐妹给我力量，给我勇气，因为我是第一次来到这么多人面前讲话。
So thank God, and this is the first time that I've spoken in front of so many people.
感谢主，起初我在很早的时候 刚刚结婚的时候，我是跟我婆婆一起去那个教堂的。
And so thank God that when I first got married, I started to go to the church with my mother-in-law.
因为我是福建人，但是我的老家是在海口。
Because I am from Fujian, but I am also originally from 海口。
哎，对，海口，我的海口是一个那个小镇，啊，那没有教堂。当时是我只有好像只有两家，是我一家还有另外一家，只有两家信我们真耶稣教会的，我是其中一家。
And so in that village there are only two families, my family and another family, and so there was no True Jesus Church in that village.
那我去那个做安息聚会的什么，我要么就是去乡下一个叫南处的那个地方，要么到福州城。不是在那个福清城关的一个教会去做。
And so when I wanted to go to Sabbath service, I either had to go to the
城关，福清城关。
And then so to either in the 福清 area or another small village.
福清城关，那就是在这个时候哈，那我婆婆她是那个年纪大的，她。就是说喜欢去南处，但是我当时我还年轻，我喜欢去那个城关那边去做。
And then so at that time, my mother-in-law she was older, and so she liked to go to one of the churches, while I liked to go to the other one because I was younger.
那就是这样子，来来去去，我在慕道大概有慕道的有两年多这样子。
And then so I continued to study the truth and to seek the truth there for about 2 years.
当时我也是好像不伦不类，我婆婆说你去教堂嘛，我说好去教堂，可以去教堂，也不是说哎呀很乐意那样子，好像是听她的话，你说去我就去。
And then so at that time I was not very fervent, nor was I was neither hot nor cold. If she told me to go, I would go, but I wasn't very happy to go either.
那这样子不伦不类也有两年的这样子，反正就是说，啊，去就去，不去就不去，有两年，有两年这样子。
And so this period of time was about 2 years, where I was not hot, neither hot nor cold, where I would go if she told me to go, but I wouldn't go otherwise.
那这个时候呢，然后呢，一段时间我，哎呀，真的是太感谢，太感谢主了。
And so during this time, I truly I thank God.
我是在那个晚上的时候哈。我有神给我做的一个异梦，看到什么东西，大家说真的是非常非常宝贵。我看到那个我站在竹子的竹叶，很像很陌生陌生的那个竹泥里面去哈，在竹泥里。
And then so I had a vision where a dream and a vision where I was standing in a
竹泥竹子
and in a bamboo forest
竹子里面。突然那个天亮了，天亮这样子，哎呀，好像一道光闪出来，从天上这样，哎呀，下来。
And then suddenly this beam of light came from above.
然后落下一个梯子。
And then came a ladder came down.
梯子也很漂亮。
And this ladder was also very beautiful.
梯子很漂亮，那个不像我们那个梯子，还是就是说那个梯子什么样？它梯子好像都是竹子编的这样子的竹子。
And so it wasn't a normal ladder like we think of today, but it was a ladder made out of bamboo.
那一个有人说你爬上去吧，你爬上去。
And then somebody
叫我爬上去，叫我爬上去。
And somebody said, "Climb up." And so I did.
那我真的爬上去。
And so I truly tried.
我爬上去，刚刚呢下来的时候，楼梯很宽很宽很宽，那我也很好爬。哎呀，爬上去，爬上去，好像很高兴那样。哎，爬上去，爬上去。
And so originally when I got on, the ladder was very wide and very easy to walk on. And so I was very happy. I just started climbing this ladder very easily.
那越爬越高，越爬越高，我越爬越累，然后梯子变成那个越窄越窄越窄，那我往上看看不到的上面的顶了，越窄越窄越窄，很窄很窄。
And so as I was climbing, it got more and more narrow, and I started to get more and more tired. And I looked up and I could not see the end of this ladder.
那越窄了，我必须变成越累了。我好像很累很累，我很累了很累，越累了。
And then the more narrow it got, the more tired I was.
那个到了我很累很累的时候，被一个东西给我震了一下，我从上面丢下来了。
And then so suddenly when I was so tired, all of a sudden it shook, and then I fell.
然后我丢下来，我突然我惊醒起来，哎呀，我满身都是汗，那个后背呀都是汗，都全身都是汗，好像我很怕，哎呀。
At that moment I awoke and I was
非常非常怕，我很怕。
And I was so afraid, and I was full of cold sweats.
你说兄弟姐妹们，我这个一掉，我丢了十六年了。
And then I felt that when I fell, I lost 16 years.
丢了，我丢了十六年啊。那我在旷野上，我就是说流荡、流荡、流荡，我流荡了十六年。
And I felt that I had been wandering in the wilderness for 16 years.
流荡十六年，但这些流荡的时候，我这个很多的，然后主没有看清我，也没有把我换，也没有把我换掉，他都是保守我。
But in those 16 years, God never left me, never forgot about me. He was always protecting me.
那我做。那这里才一个我的见证哈，那我就是说父亲的，我的老家我是在路口，就是我的家是在路马路旁边。
And so when I was in Fuqing, my house was on the side of the road.
马路旁边他们需要旧城改造，但是我也搞也那个也改造到。
And so they wanted to do renovations.
旧城改造。
They were doing.The city was doing some development, and so it affected my house.
他们我们邻居的两家都是做迷信的人。
And so the two houses next to me, they were very superstitious.
都是做迷信的。我们老家有这个习俗，就是房子旧的房子拆起来要做什么拜拜，做什么事情，要做这个事情，做拜拜，做什么事情，
And then, so they needed to do some, if they wanted to tear down the house and rebuild, then they needed to do some idol worship.
他们两家正在住啊，但我在中间啊，我没有住。
And so they were on the two sides of my house, and they worshiped these idols, but I did not.
那两家人都说，哎呀，他们都说，那附近人都说，他我人家都叫我胡子，他们胡子，你干嘛不做？你要做，你要去做米，就是说你要什么东西买一点哈，你要去什么哎。他们说那个去保护着，他们会保佑你平安的什么东西。
And they said that the people in the village said that they are both doing it. Why don't you do it too? And you should go buy these things, then they will bring you peace.
但我很害怕。
And so at the time, I was very afraid.
我怕什么？我怕我是信主的人，那我平常我怕到这个香的味道我都会吐，我也很难受。那叫我去拿这个东西，我说我不敢拿，我害怕。
I was a Christian.And I was actually very afraid because even when I smell the smell of this incense, I will want to vomit.
但我在这个时候已经，他们都吓我了。他们早上都说：“嘿，这个过来说，那个过来，你干嘛不做？你干嘛不做？”
But then, by that time, everybody had been coming over and saying, "Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it?"
然后那个我到的下午时候了，我叫我哎呀，我突然就是也是主的给我智慧，说是智慧啊。我打电话给我陈冠的嫂子，我说嫂子啊，他们都是做怎么这样子。我说我们是信主，你能不能去教堂叫姐妹来帮我们祷告？我们是需要祷告的，主给我们的力量。
And so I think I had a little bit of wisdom at that time where I called my brother's wife and had her talk and asked her to call the sisters so that they could pray for me.
真的那个时候已经到了五点多了。他们父亲那个城关教会的人开了一部那个小车出来，大概有十来个人，有十二个还是十三个人来到我家。
And then so it was already 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but the members from the Fuqing Church, about 10 to 13 of them, came to my house.
在帮我祷告。
And to pray for me.
我们在祷告的时候，哎呀，我真的是我觉得我很高兴。我们在祷告的时候，他们邻居他们人都躲起来，
And then so I was very happy because when they came to pray, all of a sudden, all of my neighbors just hid themselves away.
我自己也想，哎呀，真的是我们的主真的是太伟大，太伟大。
And I started thinking, our God is truly too great.
他们都害怕了。
They are all afraid.
那这个时候我真的是在这里哈，那个建房子我已经建了很高的房子，在建房子的时候，他也很顺。也很顺，很顺做下来了。
And then, so building the house, it went by very smoothly.
然后到了快要做完了，要打井啊。我打井就是，没地方打，就是打到那个门口，就是打到门口，就是打好了以后再盖上去，这样的井。
And then, so at that time, I needed to dig a well, And so we didn't have much space, and so I did it near the front door.
嗯，然后呢，就我老公一个，还有一个师傅，就电工师傅，他们在装那个马达呀，电抽水的马达。
And then so my husband and then also somebody from the electric company were installing a motor.
还有一个邻居那个对旁边一个店的人帮我。
And then there was also another shop owner who also came over to help.
三个人正在下面做。
And so they were down there trying to install this pump.
本来我老公做事情他是很认真的，一定要把这件事情做完了，然后才去休息，才去比如说吃饭了什么才会停下来。
And so my husband is a very earnest person that he will make sure that he finishes the job before he takes a break or eats.
那一天刚刚是十一点这样，但过了十一点，过一点点，十一点过了一点。
And so at that time, it was it just had passed 11 o'clock.
我老公说：“哎呀，不做，不做了，等一下去做。”
But for some reason, that day he said, "I'll take it. I'm going to take a break. I'll do it later."
那你说什么？他说我做的时候，旁边有那个师傅叫那吊那个白灰呀，白灰要到七层去，那个上面还要做事情。白灰呀，白灰吊白灰上去呀。
Paint. And then so they were trying, because the next door was trying to move stucco up.
他们是都白灰，他走了，他说哎呀不做不做了，我们等一下做。
And then so my husband said, well, do it later, it's too busy out there right now.
他刚刚本来是那个蹲在地下做，他刚刚起来，刚刚脚才迈一步，然后那个出来。
And then so at that time he was under, he was down in the well, and so he had just come out and he had taken a step out.
那你说那个上面的白灰呀，两包白灰，一包是五十斤，两包是一百斤。
And then so there were two bags of this this stucco, this concrete, and then so
一包是多少？
五十斤。
And then one was 50 kilograms, and then two more bags were 100 kilograms each.
上面的绳子断了。
And then the string suddenly broke.
这两包白灰就这样子啪在就是三个人的位置。
And these two sacks immediately fell right to where they were. 三个人的位置。
真的是感谢主，如果说没有主的保守，那三个人我不懂的，我也不敢想。
And so I truly thank God because if without God's protection, I don't know what would have happened to all three of them.
那一飘下来，我说哎呀，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。
And once that happened, I said, thank God, thank God, thank God.
感谢主，然后那个。这就是这个我在这个时候哈，然后呢，那我哎呀哈，我真的是太那个了。然后呢，我是在2000年受洗的。
And so I was baptized in the year 2000.
我是看异象之后，这个是后来的事。我在看异象之后，那我决定去受洗了。
And this was after I had seen this vision that I had decided to be baptized.
我决定去受洗，受洗我是在那个新年去受洗，但是我来到美国，我是2010年。
And so I was baptized around the New Year's time, but and then I moved to the U.S. in 2010.
我来了2010年美国，他就是说来了三个月哈，我没有找到家，家都找不到了。
And then so, for
三个月。
And for three months, I could not find a place to stay.
那我邻居的人哈，他们说，我说我信主，我去找我的教堂，我是真耶稣教堂，我找不到教堂了。
And I could not find the church, and so I told my neighbors that I'm looking for the True Jesus Church.
因为我来了之前。我有教堂里面，我说你给我电话，我来到美国，他有给我电话，但是我电话打进去是打不通的，是空号。
And so before I came, I had actually asked to find the number of the church nearby, but once I came, I tried calling it and it was an invalid number.
我打不通，那就是到处找到，而且我这个人胆子也小，我走出去看到还有我按我的老公说，他说牛头马脸，有黑的有白的，我害怕。
And then so at that time, I was not a very brave person either. And so when I went out to go look, and I see people of different races, and I just came back.
有黑年，然后黑年的黑呀那样子，白年的又那样子。哎，对不起，在座有没有这样子的呢？对不起。真的是我很害怕，然后呢，我也很少，所以我旁边的后面那人说，哎呀，你既然你是信主了，你到我 我这里来。
And then so I was, so I was very afraid, and so my neighbor said, you know, why don't you come to my church and believe in our church?
那我也当时也想，哎呀，信主应该是主耶稣，反正就是一位的哈。 那你去你那边好，那我也去。
And so at that time, I thought that, well, you know, Jesus is Jesus. That I can, if I can go worship him, it's good. I'll go with his church.
也是贪近贪的方便。
And then his church was also very close, and so I thought it'd be easy.
当方面他们是说什么，是女王咯，什么是女王咯，什么耶稣教了，还有闪电了什么。我说，哎呀，这个不对嘛。
And then they said, talked about Jesus and lightning and different things, and I thought this can't be right.
他说，我说你有没有说阿利路亚？
And I asked them, do you say hallelujah?
他说没有。
We do not.
那我说我这个不对了。
And I said, no, this is wrong.
我说我都是说阿利路亚了。
And I said that we always say hallelujah.
我说我都是阿利路亚，但是也没办法，但是信主嘛，都是这样子了。 那但是，哎呀，他说他的事情，那我说我的事情，变成在他们那边听到我，他说他都不懂得说他什么语，还我也不懂，但我就是说，我说阿利路亚，阿利路亚，我反正他你做你的，我做我的。And
then so I would go with them, but I would just say that I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm going to say hallelujah. You do your own thing.
但是这样子有做了大概有。
But so this happened for about a month.
一个多月了，然后那天是那个叫什么，星期五啊，星期五我在吃什么东西？我吃鱼丸啊，我们那个鱼丸，下午也有鱼丸，吃鱼丸啊。And
then so in that there was a Friday, and then I was eating the fish balls like I had during lunch today.
吃鱼丸，你说什么？鱼丸里面有骨头包，骨头把我喉咙给卡了。
And then somehow this fish ball had a fish bone, and it got stuck in my throat.
喉咙给卡了，然后那个我讲那个白米饭也吃了，也吞不下。And
I tried to eat white rice to stick it down, and it wouldn't go.
开水喝了一大碗，也吞不下。And
then I drank a big bowl of soup, and I still did not go down.
然后他们说麦芽糖，麦芽糖，不是那个。
And then they said, why don't you try some malted candy?
麦芽糖我也吃了，也吞不下。Like
a caramel, and I still did not work.
那就是星期五吞不下，那鱼丸的骨头啊，把我卡成这样子。And
this was a bone from a fish ball.
吞不下，然后我说：“哎呦，我怎么办呢？我怎么办？明天我是星期六，那怎么办？”他们说：“您如果说明天是星期六，那你说明天你去我教会，他领我去他的教会。”And
then so they said,
明天他领我去他的教会去。They
said, tomorrow is Saturday. I'll take you to my church.
但我这个鱼丸卡了，我说哎呀，你明天去，我说我不去，我这个喉咙啊，鱼丸卡了，我讲话也讲不出来。但是你叫我做什么，我没声音了，我也不好说，我好像我不去了。And
I said, well, I don't think I'm going to go because I have this fishbone in my throat. I can't even say anything. I can't do anything.
不是那怎么办？哎呀，我喉咙卡了的这样，但我要想起，我说哎呀，祷告，祷告。
And so I didn't know what to do, and I finally thought, I'll pray.
我说祷告，然后我自己拿了一碗那个白开水哈，那我自己在那边祷告，因为我是住在我的女儿家，她家是做迷信的，我女儿家。And
so I had taken, I just took a glass of water, and at that time I was staying at my daughter's house.
我女儿家她是做迷信的，到处都是那个，哎呀，是什么东西。And
so at that time,
我也怕过了，我有他们做什么事情，我也怕过，也流泪过，我也恨他们过。And
so at that time, my daughter also was one who believed in worshiping of idols, and so they had all of these idols everywhere, and I had talked to her about it before.
那我拿了一碗那个开水，我说主啊，求你赦免我的罪。And
but I took this water and I prayed to God saying, please forgive my sins.
我是有罪的人。I
am one who has many sins.
我说他们明天说叫他们去，他教会去，是你的旨意叫我去，那你就去。如果说不是你的旨意，你也是不是。如果说是你的旨意，你把这个骨头把我那个吞下去，我明天是我的赦罪。And
then so I said that, well, if it's your will that I should go to this neighbor's church tomorrow, then let this bone go down. Otherwise, according to your will, let it be done.
那感谢主，真的是我骨头没有了。And
then so at that time, I truly did the bone disappear.
然后呢，还有没有多久，我电话响了。我本来不 不爱去接电话，因为电话接的都是讲英文的，我英文是一窍不通的。
And so at that time, then the phone rang and I went to go answer it. Usually I don't answer the phone because whenever I pick it up, somebody starts speaking to me in English.
那我忙接电话，感谢主是谁？是我们那个奎利新教会的姐妹打电话给我。
But at that time when I picked up, then it was a sister from our church in Queens.
她说你是不是建宏？我说是啊。
And they asked, "Is this建宏?" And I said, "Yes."
我说你是哪？他说我是真耶稣教会的。
And then I asked, "What church? Where are you from?" And they said, "I am from True Jesus Church."
他说明天你要不要去做安息呀？
And she said, "Do you want to go to service tomorrow?"
我说要去，要去，我要去。
And I said, "Yes, yes, I want to go."
我说要去，我要去。他说你明天那个啊，你我住在布鲁能哈。他说你明天布鲁能有一个姐妹，她在哪里哪里等你，到哪里哪里地方去。等他，他有车会开到我们奎利辛那边去，做礼拜。
At the time, I was living in Brooklyn, and so she told me that there was another sister who would be going to Queens from Brooklyn, and I should meet her at a certain area of town.
感谢主，我来了三个月，就是那一天我找到了教会，找到了我们的家。
And so thank God, after 3 months, I finally found our church, our home.
然后呢，我的到在那个时候，我还没有得到圣灵。
And at that time, I had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
那去教会去做礼拜，我觉得哎呀，去做那个安息的时候哈，我觉得我做不够好。
And so at that time, I thought that my keeping the Sabbath, I did not keep it well enough.
我有时候我都不敢去。
And there were times where I did not dare to go.
那我都是坐的没有人不注意的地方。
And everywhere I would always sit where people wouldn't notice me.
但是呀，我到安息里我也。
But I was still very happy to go to church service.
但是又不敢去。
But I also did not dare to go.
总觉得我做不好。哎呀，我是在门卫的灵，我是在门卫的灵，我还没有进入我们的这个家这里的。
And so I did not really dare to go because I felt that I still did not completely belong.
直到那个去年。
And until last year.
直到去年，然后那个我在布鲁克林那边，守安息的时候，姐妹说：“哎呀，建宏啊，我们这里有神训班，你要不要去？”
And so last year, then somebody said, "Hey, we're going to have this theological seminar. Do you want to go?"
我说我不去了，我年纪这么大了，这个都是你们年轻人的事情，我不去了，我不好去。
And then I said, "I don't want to go. It's all for you. It's for you, young people."
他说：“你满去吧，不是年轻人，这是大家的。你去满他。”
And they said, "You should go. It's for everyone. It's for adults too."
他就是鼓励我去。
And so she encouraged me to go.
他我想想，哎呀，那大家这么热心叫我的好几个人，你们说你去嘛，去嘛，满去嘛，我也去。他说我也去，你去嘛，去嘛。
And then so there were many of them who were very fervently asking, "Are you going to go? Are you going to go? I'm going. Let's go together."
那好，那我去了。我去年也去了那个伯恩教会那边了。
And so last year I went to Baldwin Park Church.
去伯恩那边，然后那个，哎呀，他们就是说，祷告的时候有圣灵。
And then so when we prayed, then people prayed with the Holy Spirit.
那我没有。
But I did not yet have the Holy Spirit.
我祷告也小声。
And when I prayed very quietly.
那次我真的是我很需要得到圣灵。
And at that time, I really felt like I needed the Holy Spirit.
我哭求，我求主，我说主啊，你要给我圣灵。
And I would cry in my prayer, saying, "Lord, you have to give me the Holy Spirit."
我那天晚上我真的是大哭了，我在那个教堂里面，我哭了。
And then I wept in the chapel.
我说主啊，你求你给我的圣灵，我年纪这么大了，我以后怎么到你？
And I prayed to God saying that you have to give me the Holy Spirit. I'm already advanced in age. How can I enter into your kingdom?
那天晚上我没有得到圣灵。
And that evening I did not yet receive the Holy Spirit.
到了第二天，第二个晚上，那求圣灵的时候。
And on the second night when it came time to pray for the Holy Spirit again.
那我也跪下去求。
And I knelt down to pray.
那感谢主，也感谢那个传道他们帮我按手。他鼓励我，你求，你求。
And then I thank God, and I also thank the preachers for laying hands and also for encouraging me to pray for the Holy Spirit.
真的求了一半的时候，我觉得，哎呀，我怎么现在怎么，我感觉到我后背发 我头发烫了。
And then as I was praying, suddenly I felt, why is it my back is growing hot?
我怎么发烫了? 然后我身边好像我有闻到很香很香的，好像没有茉莉花的味道一样子。
And then I started to smell something that smelled very fragrant, like a jasmine flower.
然后呢，我身上发了，那就不一样了。我祷告，我有声音了。And
then all of a sudden there was a sound coming from my voice.
我有声音，后来刚才那个是小，后来越来越大，越来越大了。
And it grew louder and louder.
哎呀，我很高兴。 我很喜乐,
and I was very happy and joyful.
然后传道说，哎呀，你得到圣灵了，你得到圣灵了。
And then the ministers told me, you received the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，我得到圣灵了，我又哭。
And then when I received the Holy Spirit, I started crying again.
我又哭，我哭了，我是感谢主。
And this time I was crying to thank God.
我感谢主，我说主啊，感谢你给我的圣灵，感谢你。
I kept saying, thank God you have given me the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for giving me the Holy Spirit.
但那这个这样子的，哎，到今年我又来了。
And so this year, this year I have come again.
今年我又来了。
This year I have come again.
如果说我的身体行的话，我明年还要来。
And if I am able to, I want to come again next year.
因为我今年来的话，我十二号、我十一号哈，我有血压。我前一天我的血压是179。
And then so I have high blood pressure. So the other day my blood pressure was 170 something.
然后低压我是89。
And then for the second number it was 89.
脉搏我才65。
And then my pulse was 65.
然后我也考虑，我说，哎呀，我这样子去了，行不行啊？
And then so I started thinking, can I do it? Can I make it?
我行不行啊？这样子我行不行啊？感谢主，我在这里几天，哎呀，也很行了，也没什么事情了。But
thank God that I'm very happy here, and then nothing has happened so far.
也感谢主，真的，我真的是感谢主，但是我还有什么事情，时间关系，我先说这里。
And so thank God, and so because of time, I will end here first.
愿这一切归功给。
And may all the glory be unto God's name. Hallelujah. Amen.
And
thanks to the grace of God, we can hear such wonderful testimonies. And then we at first thought she might have been left with too much time.
结果发现时间其实是不够用。
But we find that there was not yet enough time.
所以我们从两位姐妹的见证，我们会发现说，啊，真教会真的很不一样。
And so from these two sisters' testimonies, we really find that the true church is truly different.
在真教会里，啊，我们真的可以体验到圣灵的能力。
That in the true church, we can truly experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
那在神的国度里呀，啊，真的我们会遇到一些征战。
And in God's kingdom, we will truly meet up with some battles.
但是, 我们一定可以得胜。
But we can be victorious.
所以有一些, 道理我们听, 但是其实我们, 就像刚才方姐妹说的, 我们真的在, 在遇到的时候, 我们就会发现说, 神, 祂一直与我们同在。
And there are some lessons that we think we have learned, but we truly know that God is with us once we face these certain trials. And after we have this truth as our foundation, then we, then we need to have the Holy Spirit for power.
那所以有时候我们有机会参与这样的一个属灵的这个征战的过程，我们会得到成长。
And so sometimes when we face these spiritual battles, then we can grow.
那所以，我们这次学希伯来书呢，就刚好可以增加我们很大的这个真理上的造就。And
so this time we're studying the book of Hebrews, and it truly can be very edifying for us.
那从于姐妹的见证，我们看到啊，这个神哦，他不会忘记他的羊。And
so we see from Sister Yu's testimony that God will not forget His sheep.
神默默的引导他的百姓进入他的家。
And God just silently guides His sheep along.
啊，那。 哦，我们在这个慕道过程当中啊，圣灵保守我们，他所以他要知道， 要到那个哈利路亚教会去的。
And in the process of her truth seeking, then she knows that she must go to the church which speaks hallelujah.
这个有些异端的教会用各种不同的新奇的古怪的道理迷惑人。
And so there are some churches that have used some very strange heresies and to deceive other to deceive people.
所以我们要查考，所以我们为什么要学圣经？
And this is why we must study from the Bible.
那我们在从他见证里面也发现说神怎样保护我们呢？
And then from her testimony, we also see how God has protected us.
那去年他去参加神训班。
And last year she went to attend the NATS.
在那里得到圣灵。
And she received the Holy Spirit there.
有很深入的灵里的体验。
And she had a deep spiritual experience.
他今年他又来了。
And once again this year she has come.
然后今年我们有很多许多第一次来参加的人。
And this year we have many first-time comers to NATS.
那这次也很特别，有许多是夫妻档的。
And then this time we also have some couples that come together.
有许多是姐妹。
And then we have many sisters.
有许多甚至是母女。
And then we have some mother-daughters.
父子。
Some father-sons.
所以我们看到说有很多人有机会一起来学道理。
And so we see that many people have the opportunity to come together to learn God's word.
那弟兄姐妹有教会就组团一起来。
And then some churches have found many people to come together.
这个都是非常美好的鼓励。
And these are all very good encouragements.
所以主耶稣基督他的恩典够用。
And so the Jesus's grace is abundant and
sufficient. 我们有的人很害怕来到这里共同生活睡不着。
And then some of us may be very afraid that we can't sleep well.
一开始好像睡不着，后来慢慢好像都睡得着了。
And it seems like we couldn't sleep well at the beginning, but now we are all doing well.
因为主耶稣会帮助我们。
Because God, Jesus Christ will help us.
所以相信我们明年还是会很多人参加神训班。
And so I think many of us will still attend next year again.
因为在这里我们可以真的得到美好的造就。
And because here we can truly receive wonderful edification.
愿一切的感谢荣耀都归给天上的神。
And may all the thanks and glory be unto God, God in heaven.
我们这一次的见证会到这里。
And this concludes our testimony session.
低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.